What tips would you tell somebody who's first experiencing this?
Well, I've already mentioned, I think you need to be cautious about what you read on the internet. You discussed this in the earlier podcast about various rumors that, oh, it's okay to eat beef, but not to eat pork, or it's okay, you know, some people do one. Maybe for some other reason, they're having some other experience. I don't know where those are coming from. But my biggest tip is to listen. I don't know. And I don't normally say these things because for most of my life, I really did not like doctors. But that's a family thing. But listen to what your doctor says, because I found that the advice and information that I've gotten from Dr. Commons has calmed me down a lot. I'm not panicked about going into a restaurant. I just order smart, you know. I know I cook a lot, so I know tend to know what kinds of ingredients, you know. I'm not going to order pea soup because it'll probably have a ham bone in there. And I almost ate some beans from somewhere that my daughter handed me. Hey, do you want some? And oh, wait, no, sorry. But I'd say that's the main thing, is listening to them and get perspective on it. I mean, it really isn't the worst thing in the world. And who knows, maybe it'll go away at some point.
When you go to a restaurant, do you say to the wait person, I have a meat allergy, or do you just carefully order?
If I'm interested in something that I think has any chance of having a meat product in it, then I ask them. I ask if there's any kind of beef product. Was beef broth used in this, or bones, or anything like that? Normally, I don't have to do that. I'm fine with chicken and fish. I'd like to add, actually, emu, which is quite delicious, and it does taste a lot like beef.
That's right, and we're fortunate there are emu farms in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's the meat. The color of the meat is even deeper red than beef is.
So you can trick yourself into thinking that you're eating.
And you can make burgers and all kinds of things. And so I'm one of the foods I have most missed. I was diagnosed in October, and it doesn't really get cold in North Carolina it's sort of cold until November, pretty much.
Right.
And usually when it gets cold, I make beef stew. It's just one of my favorite things.
So now it's emu stew.
Well, it's going to be. Last year, it was really, really a sad day when I was like, man, I can't make beef stew. Likewise, on St. Patrick's Day, I like making corned beef and cabbage and the trimmings. And there is no substitute for corned beef. I mean, ain't going to happen. I don't think emu is going to do that even. But anyway, this winter, I look forward to trying the emu for the beef stew.
When you tell people that you have a meat allergy, do they look at you askance, or do they?
Yeah, usually. I just told somebody last night, an old friend of mine, and she said, what? I didn't think people were ever allergic to meat. So you get that sometimes. So some people have a preconception that nobody's allergic to meat. And then some people just, really? Why? You know, they don't know. And then because I live in a university town, and because we have a local superstar of the alpha-gal issue, more people around this area know about it. And so once in a while I say, oh, yeah, I heard an interview. I heard a report about that. I read an article. So I'd say most often it's just, oh, really? What? Why? How did that happen? When did you get it? That kind of thing.